This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, February 5th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Plastic packaging rules raise alarms. Lawsuit over Clear Lake hitch. New ag group pushes USMCA renewal. California's produce industry is raising alarms over new recycling rules as regulators advance a final draft on the state's landmark plastics law. The draft has drawn sharp scrutiny from Western growers. The association says the latest regulatory language narrows exemptions, could sweep in packaging critical for food safety, shelf life, and compliance with federal produce handling requirements. SB 54 establishes an extended producer responsibility framework that shifts recycling and mitigation costs from local governments to producers and requires single-use packaging to be recyclable or compostable by 2032, while cutting plastic packaging by 25%. Western Growers warns that the final rules fail to adequately account for the limited availability of compliant materials for fresh produce and could increase costs without improving recycling outcomes. The group is urging CalRecycle to revisit definitions and compliance pathways before finalizing the regulations. Written comments are due by mid-February, after which CalRecycle could move to adopt the rules. New lawsuit to protect Clear Lake hitch. Conservation advocates have filed a fresh legal challenge aimed at securing federal protections for Clear Lake hitch, a rare freshwater fish found only in California's Lake County. The Center for Biological Diversity charges that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has failed to finalize Endangered Species Act protections for the species. The hitch, a large minnow that migrates from Clear Lake into inflowing streams each spring to spawn, has suffered severe habitat loss, degraded water quality, and shrinking suitable spawning conditions as streams dry earlier each year. Once abundant in spring runs, numbering in the millions, the species now faces dwindling numbers and increased threats from climate change and invasive species. Conservation advocates say federal protection is needed to prevent the hitch from following the fate of the closely related Clear Lake splittail, which went extinct after habitat changes blocked its migration routes. California listed the hitch as a threatened species in 2014, but federal action has stalled. The lawsuit seeks to compel the service to finalize the species' federal listing, a move supporters contend is essential for stronger conservation measures and long-term survival. The State Water Board has taken steps to address the hitch decline, working with local water users, farmers, tribes, and agencies to evaluate minimum stream flows and voluntary measures to support creek flows critical for spawning. The board has adopted emergency regulations to collect water use data and engaged with farmers through alternative compliance pathways to encourage voluntary water-saving actions that help maintain in-stream flows during the hitch spawning season. The efforts are a part of a broader collaboration aimed at balancing agriculture water needs with habitat protection for the imperiled species. Well, the Agriculture Coalition for USMCA has formed to push for renewal of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. USMCA is one of President Trump's signature achievements and one that has significantly propelled the ag economy, said Brian Goodman. He's a spokesperson for the new group. We are not saying it's perfect, as some changes are warranted, but we are saying it is of paramount importance to farmers that all three countries renew the agreement. Under USMCA, the leaders of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada must begin a formal review by July, that to determine whether to renew the agreement. If renewed, the agreement would remain in effect for an additional 16 years, Another review would be scheduled in 2032. If the countries fail to reach an agreement and move to terminate USMCA, it expires in 2036. The House Agriculture Committee plans to start debating its new farm bill Monday, February 23rd. Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania tells AgriPulse he set aside the following two dates, February 24th and 25th, to finish the legislation. He confirmed that the legislation will include provisions to permanently house the Food for Peace program at USDA and to preempt state regulations of pesticides and California's Proposition 12 standards for animal housing. Thompson says his committee will also put out a draft ag labor bill for discussion in roughly 2 to 4 weeks. That measure stems from a bipartisan task force put together by Thompson that in 2024 made 15 policy recommendations for reforming the H-2A program, which enables U.S. employers to hire foreign nationals for seasonal agricultural work. Thompson said at the annual Washington meeting of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture that he's hopeful the legislation, quote, breaks this whole foreign worker gridlock. It's not about citizenship, he said. This is about a reliable workforce. This is about food security. Now, H-2A is under the purview of the Judiciary Committee. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee, says she supports immigration reform legislation, including improving the H-2A program. She also told NASDA members yesterday she wants a robust bipartisan farm bill that deals with relevant immigration issues. Klobuchar said a limited farm bill can still deliver big for producers with additional financial aid for struggling producers, year-round availability of higher ethanol fuel blends, E15, updates for USDA loan limits, and expansion of mental health care access for farmers in rural areas. Klobuchar said, quote, there will be a moment where we will either suddenly start working on immigration reform, shocking everyone, or there may be a moment when we do move forward with a bipartisan farm bill, and there won't be a lot of time to do it, she told the audience of state ag and food officials across the U.S. When those moments happen, we need you speaking up, she said. Here's today's final word. The board heard from more than 150 Californians, salmon fishers, artists, tech workers, NASA scientists, university professors, Delta farmers, biologists, foresters, engineers, mayors, and faith leaders. That Lane Fazol, organizing strategist at Sierra Club, California, touting the number of advocates opposing the voluntary agreements approach in the proposed Bay Delta Plan update at the State Water Board workshop last week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, February 5th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Nally.